This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The North Coast Air Quality Management District reports that a change in the wind will bring smoke back to the coast this weekend. The offshore winds have brought smoke from several fires burning to the east, as well as the Chetco Bar Fire in Curry County. That fire has impacted the city of Brookings and surrounding areas, and today the city announced severe water use restrictions in order to have enough water on hand for fire suppression operations. The Chetco Bar fires also meant that the school year in Curry County won't begin until after Labor Day. The fire has grown to more than 100,000 acres and remains the top priority for fire suppression efforts in the nation. Unhealthy air quality for residents near the Orleans, Eclipse, and Ruth fire complexes is forecasted for the weekend as well. There is a big change in the leadership among the Republican Assembly Caucus in the state legislature. The 25-member assembly group has elected a new caucus leader to replace the former leader, Chad Mays, who stepped down after he was one of only four Republicans to vote for the cap-and-trade bill last month. Mays took heavy criticism from both constituents and colleagues for that vote, and he's been replaced by former longtime Lassen County supervisor and current assembly member, Brian Dale. Dale takes the reins on September 15th. The Southern Trinity Area Rescue Team has a new position open, and it's looking for the right hire to fill it. The rescue team serves the Mad River area and is part of Southern Trinity Health Services, which operates an ambulance service. The new EMT paramedic position was made possible by funding from Measure Z. The Board of Supervisors approved an allocation of $39,000 for the next fiscal year, and interested parties should contact Southern Trinity Health for more information. The family of 24-year-old Eureka resident Bradley Joseph Still is asking for the public's help in locating the missing man, who hasn't been seen since mid-July. Still is a white male adult, 6'1", 160 pounds, with tattoos on both arms as well as a pierced nose and ears. The family has placed posters around town and posted to social media as well. Anyone with information about Bradley is asked to contact authorities. The Board of Supervisors has appointed Lisa DiMatteo as the county's new Director of Human Resources, and she officially began her new job last week. DiMatteo is responsible for advocating for employees and administering all functions related to human resources and risk management. She brings a master's degree in business administration and senior certification in human resources management to the job. The 121st edition of the Humboldt County Fair is now underway, and you will have until Labor Day to enjoy the sights, the food, and the horse racing. Horse racing begins on Friday afternoon at 3:07, and the final race is scheduled for the afternoon on Labor Day. The fair attracts an average of 70,000 visitors each year, and children get in free after 3 p.m. each weekday. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.